102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 6:18.
I feel like yesterday you were the spotlight of this topic. And now, like, as of yesterday, I realized, here I am. It's me. My life is ending.
With what? How was I the spotlight? What do you mean?
With the, I'll get into it in a second. Like, we were just talking about this subject with you, I feel like, a month ago.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday.
And yeah. Now I'm like, well, you're way past it at this point, unless you live to 104, and I'm smack in the middle of it. We'll get into it in a minute, man. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'm halfway to death.
You're way past halfway to death.
Come on. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 621. Sunny, breezy, 50 degrees today.
Here's what happened. So, and this is what led to me getting on the phone with my buddy Chris to talk about going over to Europe to see Maiden.
Right.
I got $100. This is going to sound so silly. I got a $100 gift card for Dick's, right? Mm-hmm. For Sporting Goods. And
so you're going to get $100 worth of Dick's? Is that what you're
going
to get?
Yeah, a big bag of Dick's. And it's the best Christmas gift ever. And I held on to it, and it was in my pocket, whatever it was. Joseph needed cleats and sneakers, mm-hmm. so I took him over there, and I was just like, the hell with it. I'll just use my gift card that I got for Christmas and take care of his stuff. And for whatever reason, it hit me. It's like, you know, here I go again, using my, like, something that was meant for me mm-hmm. and using it for my family. And I'm just like,
oh, that's what that triggered that?
That triggered. And it was, like I said, so nonsense, so silly, and I understand
small,
it.
Small, yeah, yeah.
Small time. Right. And I said to myself, like, when does it stop? And when does it become about, like, when do I do more for me?
About 10 years.
Right?
Maybe
and I'm
15.
Like, you know, I'm like, and as I'm driving, like, Joseph is in the back of the car. And as I'm driving, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm having a midlife crisis. Like, this is the...
like, you're really focusing on it and thinking about it.
I am a walking, talking, breathing definition of a midlife crisis. I'm 44 years old. Every penny I make, everything I do is for everybody else but me for the majority of the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, or work or whatever it is.
Right.
Everything I'm doing is for someone else, for something else, someone else, and not myself. So that's what I got on the phone with my buddy Chris last night. I'm like, dude, listen. I go,
we got to go to Maiden.
No, we've been talking about, well, we've been talking about doing it for 10 years, yeah. and there's always been something
sure.
in the way. I said, Chris, man, I go, listen. I told him what happened. He started laughing. He goes, John, I know. I get it. He goes, it's every day of my life. I go, so we need to break the cycle. I said, we need to go. We need to do for us. He's like, John, I'm doing the bathroom and I'm 6,000 over. I said, dude, I get it. There's always going to be stuff. Oof. When you get back, there's still going to be stuff. Whether it's this stuff, that stuff, new stuff, remaining old stuff, there's always going to be stuff. We got to start doing for ourselves, so we're going to end up hating everything and everybody worse than we already do. He goes, no, man, I
can see him not wanting to spend, like, say, $2,000 or whatever to go over and back and expenses all this stuff on top of what he's doing at home.
No, he wants.
And with kids and family.
Listen, he's got it.
A lot of pressure.
He's okay.
Is he?
Yeah, he ain't crying.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's good.
Well, good for him, then. Yeah,
exactly. So he's tight as a mother.
Yeah, he's tight. Got every penny.
Yeah, he's got, yeah.
Good for him.
But I'm like, am I wrong, or is that literally the walking, talking definition of a midlife crisis?
You know, I don't know, because I don't feel like I don't feel like I had one. I keep saying maybe when I go play poker and stuff is my midlife crisis, but it's spread out over the years in little dribs and drabs.
You almost had one. You almost went. Remember, Teddy was going to go buy that Saab he was going to get from somebody.
Yeah,
that Saab,
that's not a midlife crisis.
Saab convertible. That's or not, he was talking about he wanted to do a Mustang. Like you,
that was just a cheap used car that I know was in really good shape.
You dipped your toe in the water and never did it. And that's what I was thinking to myself. I'm like, you know what? I could go out and get a big ticket item. Mm-hmm. I could go get the Jeep that I've always wanted mm-hmm. and have it in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Or I could go, you know, do the, you know, upgrade the boat or whatever it is. And that's going to work for about an hour.
Yeah,
until
exactly.
They're both sitting, one's sitting in the driveway, one's costing me money sitting in the water, and then I'm not using them. Like,
right.
I feel like it's got to be experiences. Like, I don't mean to sound whiny, but I'm just a guy at 44 realizing that I think, knowing my family's lifeline, I'm smack in the middle of it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, I'm positive.
I don't, you know.
Everybody, 88. Is the youngest on both, except for my grandmother who was an alcoholic. My mother's mother who was an alcoholic.
Yeah,
she died younger.
Right.
Her father, 89 years old. My grandparents, 87 and 89 years old. My great-grandmother was 96 or 97 years old, whatever it is. So I'm staring at it right now.
I feel like midlife crisis maybe is over-dramatized, maybe. I don't know. You know, but that's my experience with it. I don't know. You just, I think you got, your life is what you are. You have your kids when you have them. They're going to grow up in a certain sweet spot there, and that's your time with the kids, and then somewhere after that is when you start having a life, which is what I just started.
So am I not allowed to have a life because I'm 44 and my kids are young? Like, if I would have had kids, if I would have been irresponsible and had kids before I could afford them, then I'm entitled to a midlife crisis. But because I waited and did the responsible thing, now I got to take it in the Keystone.
Now you can't buy a Jeep.
That's a bullshit.
Take care of them kids and give them everything they want.
I want to give them to somebody else.
It's 626.
Who wants them? For sale. Two perfectly healthy white kids.
Sagna Coast Parkway, northbound, making your way into Pine.
By 4-4.
630, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We're just talking about, is JP having a midlife crisis, you know, or he wants to do stuff, do something for himself. I mean, a lot of guys go through it when you have kids and you're always doing everything for the family and you're like a gerbil, on a hamster on a wheel, always running around. Russ is on the line. Russ plays bass when Mark Mendoza doesn't for Twisted Sister and goes on the road with him and stuff. Russ, what do you got? You know what this? You know about this stuff?
I started going out and I started buying equipment and stuff, trying to fill that void, you know, to have something, and I wasn't doing it. But you know what? You hit it on the mark with the vacations, man. Getting away is exactly what you got to do. I go out on the road with TS.
Yep.
And those experiences are gold. And you get, when you do that, man, that's all you need. I did that for, I still do it, but I do that, and then everything's better when I get back.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think maybe I feel that when I go to Vegas in the summer for the World Series.
Yeah, like,
that's my thing.
Like, you
maybe
get
maybe that's
that.
What keeps me from having a full-blown midlife crisis, because I've been doing it for 5 years.
Yeah, you see, I don't...
That's my 5-6 days, whatever, you know?
I don't really get that. I mean, maybe Nicole and I will go away together.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm going to Vegas for work, but I'm working.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's never like...
It's not by yourself or just with Chris or whatever.
No.
You know?
Like, yeah. I want to go see Maiden.
Yeah,
I want to go... I want to be there when, like, that... goddamn airplane lands at the airport. I want to be 15 again, goddamn it.
It's got to be about you. You know what I'm saying? It's on you and have the time of your life.
All right. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
You got it, man.
Later. You know, and
that's it. That's true.
And I don't feel like I'm wrong. I don't feel like I'm wrong for wanting to be a little selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, it makes sense. Absolutely. You need some JP time.
Yeah.
2.3 WBAB.
I just want to go back in time.
Well, there's that. That's a whole separate issue.
Yeah. Anybody got a DeLorean?
Long Island's number one rock station. Richard JP.
Extra flux capacitor laying around.
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 634. Midlife crisis, could it be? JP's been getting those feelings of, I just got to do something for myself. But you're saying, and this is different, doing something for yourself that is an experience, not like buying a car so much.
Yeah, because...
But doing something like traveling with your buddy Chris or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to sit. And honestly, if I go get the Jeep, like I've always wanted to have a Jeep and do it up and keep it in the garage and use it on the weekends, whatever
Summers,
it is. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to be working and she's going to have it at sore thumb.
Yeah, and you're going
to
be here.
That's what's going to happen.
We got a guy
and I'm
going to
be working so she can have a good time on the beach.
Right. This guy has an analogy for what you're going through. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
My car.
Look at this way. You're in the airplane, right?
Yeah.
Those masks drop down from the ceiling. What's the first thing you do? You're supposed to put it on yourself and then save everybody else.
And so that's the analogy for JP's life. He's got to go do something for himself.
If you can't keep your health and keep yourself safe and sane, you can't help any other people.
You know what? We're going away in April. If that happens, God forbid, I'm totally putting that on myself first now.
Hey, have a good day.
Hey, good job. Thanks for the call.
I'm going to elbow my 7-year-old son right out of the way. Give me my mask. My mask,
yeah,
motherfucker.
With the fire.
I paid for this trip. I'm getting the oxygen.
Stop using my air.
See if your mother takes a chance to put the oxygen on you first. Probably not. She'll do everything she can to suck out your last breath.
Joseph, why is your nose bleeding? Daddy elbowed me in the nose. He took my mask. family times. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 103 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 642, sunny today, and a high of 50. We're just talking about JP having those feelings of like missing something, like a midlife crisis type thing at 44.
Yeah, not so much missing something, because my life is definitely full, you know, but not having, not doing for myself
right
enough or at all.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like
you're out of balance. You're missing that part of your life.
Everything's out of balance. Right. You know what it is? Here's a week.
And that's the key to everything, is keeping it all in balance.
Here's a week. It's 12 hours. It's, you know, against popular belief now, especially, we're doing 12-hour days every day of the week. And then it's go home and
then life.
And then it's go coach a soccer team, get him to help, get him to karate, get him to practice. Yep. Daughter's starting softball, games on Sundays, softball games on Saturdays, and which is life for most of us,
sure.
But I'm just sitting there going, you know what, you know, getting up there.
There's nothing else.
There's got to be more than this.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got? Go ahead.
I don't think it's being selfish to want to do something for yourself. I mean, I'm 51 years old. I haven't been on a real vacation in like 15 years because I got four kids. I'm taking my wife to Italy in September for 2 weeks for her surprise 50th birthday.
There you go. Yeah.
And to me, it's something that I've always wanted to do. But the only difference is, would I love to go with one of my buddies? Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
But I'm really going with my best friend.
Right.
You know, I mean, I put two kids through college. I got two more to go. I don't give a damn. I'm going away. We're closer to the end than we are to the beginning.
Yeah,
I am right with you.
I mean, I'm not being morbid, Roger, saying, like, look, I'm going to drop dead in 3 weeks.
No, not at all.
But you know what? I'm not getting any younger either, you know?
I said to my parents just the other night, I said, if I can't take her to London and Paris for 6 days for her 50th birthday after working as many jobs as I have for 30 years, I'm doing something wrong. We're going. My dad's like, good for you.
I'm tired of all these baseball tournaments in New Jersey. That's not a vacation.
Right.
I'm gonna go away.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call. I get it. You're right. And it's, you know, I'm finally out of the box where the girls are off doing their own thing. You know, he's still got two to go.
I'm tired of all those baseball tournaments in New Jersey. Yeah, man. I spend how many weekends, you know, how many Memorial Day weekends that I spend on soccer fields coaching other people's kids?
That's right.
You know, everything in my life has been doing stuff for other people.
Your mother, Teresa. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm pretty damn close. Minus the miracles. I'm right up there.
You sound like you do everything but helping the poor, I got to tell you.
I do. And I even do that. Hello, John Thiessen. How you doing?
That's the sick. You still got to go to the poor.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You're close, though.
The poor usually smell, so I stay away.
It's 6:44.
And let's be honest.
So what do we all learn from this?
I keep a safe distance away from the sick kids, too. I just help them get money.
I'll try to stay in balance. Very difficult to do. The way everybody's schedules are and life is. 6:45. Lindner's got it all figured out. Yeah. Boy, he's got everything in balance. This guy, the most relaxed guy on the planet. Here's Ted.
Heading out this morning.
Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We have a guy holding on the line who's going to put the whole thing in perspective. Put a nice bow on a big picture about the whole midlife crisis, looking at your life, doing stuff for yourself. He's going to wrap it all up coming up next. How about that? And probably make you feel really good.
Did you, when we talked about you in this, at this point in your life years ago, did you feel this way at all, or you never even?
At the time, I didn't.
See,
and
now you're
since
making
then,
me,
I've got it a little bit.
And now you're making me feel selfish.
Well, I'm just being honest. I'm telling you, no, I didn't feel it. I mean, we talked about it at the time. That's what I said on the air. I didn't go anywhere on my own. It was a few years later, like 5 years later, I started going to Vegas for the World Series of Poker. And that's just, I think that's my outlet. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest of the year, I'm good.
And you do that by yourself. You sit there and you just play for 8 days.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. 6:49, we'll get to this guy who wraps the whole thing up next. Right now, Ted has the stuff you need to know.
At least 23 people are dead, over 30 injured in multiple explosions today in Brussels, at the airport, and also in the subway. Shots were reportedly fired in Arabic shouted before the apparent airport.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 6:54, sunny and 50 degrees today. All right, this guy's been hanging on for a minute. We were talking about what JP called, could it be a midlife crisis?
No, I think...
Just want to do for yourself.
I think the way it started was, I feel like a walking, talking, breathing midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
right.
of my little shopping experience with my son. Basically, the way it started was, I had a gift... my son needed sneakers and cleats, and I had gotten a gift card for Dick's Sporting Goods for Christmas, and I used my thing to take care of his stuff, and it just for whatever reason, triggered that thought in my mind. It's like, God, it's like everything that's, everything is for everybody else.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, is this, and I said to myself as I'm driving, I'm like, I'm literally a breathing midnight crisis.
Every guy, I guess, goes through it in one way or another. But this guy has a way to look at the whole thing.
I wonder if women go through it. I wonder if women do the same, go through the same thing.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm sure they call it something else, and maybe it happens at a different age. But go ahead, wrap up the whole thing. What do you got?
Guys, just remember this, 20, 40, 60. JP's just a little late with his concerns now. At 20, you graduate in high school, you got to figure out what you got to do for your life, and guys go into this funk. At 40, doing just what he does. What am I doing? Am I making enough money? Where am I with the company? Am I doing enough for myself? And then at 60, it's like, hey, guys, I got to retire. Do I have enough money in the bank? What am I going to do with the rest of my life? How am I going to retire? 20, 40, 60. Those are the times guys have their three crises.
Well, I'm staring the 41 right in the face. And I think it just punched me a couple times. It's got me up against the ropes.
That's it. Just get to the bell.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. That's good. That's a good point.
Take care, man.
Later.
Excellent. Bye-bye.
I've never heard
that's
it
some wisdom.
I've never heard it put that way, you know?
I haven't either. But it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, quarter, halfway, three quarters of your life, and you start thinking of stuff like that. Not bad. Well, I think we all learned something this morning. The more you know.
Yeah.
6:56. Sunny and 50 today. Dead guy will be coming up at 7:20. Right now, though, Ted has the roads.
Right now on the Southern Parkway.